Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where, I feel like I'm being silenced and, gaslit and, I don't know. Whatever. I'm just so mad right now. I hate everything.
I hate her so much, Amy.
Guys, my name's Amy Archer. I'm here with the butter to my bread, Steph, and we're here to talk MAFS, the season that never ends.
It doesn't end, and if these people don't get off my screen soon, I'm going to start smashing things.
I kind of never want to see any of them again.
Agreed.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I would talk to Lauren. I would talk to Michael. I would talk to Brennan if I saw him in a bar, maybe. But if he burps like that, mm-mm.
You mean Austin burping?
Austin, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. The burping was, mm-mm.
Yeah, no, that was gross. We didn't need that.
Mm-mm. That we didn't gross. Need that. No.
No.
Then when he shaves, can we talk about Austin shaving?
Please help me understand.
Because when he shaves, should there already be a 5 o'clock shadow by the time he comes back to the place? Or does he not know how to shave?
No, I think he shaved days prior.
Oh, maybe.
Idiot. Because he just lays around in the laundry, like I've been saying for 7 years, as long as this show's been on television. And he just, he doesn't give a fuck. Told you he stinks.
He doesn't.
And I stand by it. He stinks.
I have to tell you something right before we started to record. I am recording with Tess Brigham from Pop Legal Psych, the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You mm-hmm. Be My Neighbor? Mm-hmm. And I was watching it and I was sobbing hardcore.
Aww.
It is so, it's bringing something up in me and I don't know what it is.
Aww.
I
know.
I watched Mr. Rogers as a kid, but I wasn't a fanatic.
No, I wasn't either.
I was more Sesame Street.
Yes, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I still did watch it. But there's something about that era of kindness.
I know that doesn't exist anymore. Gone? Yeah, it just doesn't exist. We don't have it.
Yeah, it really got me in all the feels. I'm telling you, I was really emotional watching
Aww.
It.
Aw, Mr. Rogers.
What's going on in your world?
What is going on in my world? Just soap suds in it up.
Different soaps than I'm working on.
Yes. Different soaps than you're working on. I've got nothing. I'm boring. There's nothing happening here other than I just make soap constantly when I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm making soap.
I hear you. But it seems like it's going well and your soaps are amazing and a lot of backdoor friends got them.
Yeah, I love it.
So that's cool. That's cool.
It's fun.
Are you enjoying the Virgin River rewatch?
I mean, there has been nothing greater that's ever happened to me in my life aside from maybe the birth of my children, but that's a for maybe. Debate.
Yeah. Just kidding. Depends on what day you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's freaking hilarious. And I would do it all over again a million times.
I'm watching. Oh, I wanted to talk to you real quick. I talked to Amanda about the Sun Seeking Sister Wife, but I want you to hear it from me. I'm on an Apple's Never Fall journey. Okay. So I came into it being like, eh.
Yeah, I know.
And then episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5 were real good.
I know.
And then the end, I'm not going to spoil for anybody, but the end went bonk right in the toilet.
That's exactly what I told you happens.
Yeah. So now it was a ride, but it's over for me.
I felt the exact same way. I thought it was great and great and great and great. And then the ending was the biggest fucking disappointment of all time. Mm-hmm. They blew the ending.
They blew it. They did not stick the landing. Blew the ending.
True. Yes.
I'm also watching, I don't know if you would like this. Patrick definitely would. It's called Fallout. It's on Prime and it's based on a video game, but it's like post-apocalyptic. It's really good. Really violent, but really good.
So isn't there another show like that? What's that other one on Apple?
This Is Us was, This Is Us was based on a video game too.
No, This Is Us is that horrible cheesy show on like NBC.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the one I'm thinking of with the zombies?
Yes.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Yeah.
Sorry. Wait a minute. I need to take a minute to talk about what This Is Us would look like in video game form. Okay. Yes. So you would have the hot 70s dad blowing up the toaster or whatever, the crock pot, and you have to rush in to stop it. And all the people would be like the Sims, and you would have to put them in the house without any walls or doors so that it burns down with the crock pot.
I can't even breathe. I hate her.
I meant The Last of Us. I'm sorry. So what are you thinking of on Apple TV?
The Last of Us. And what I was saying is I liked HBO. That and that was whatever. That was based on
a video game.
Yeah. Is it similar to like that? Because I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's so the premise of it is there is a nuclear war. And so you have some people who have, and it seems like I'm only 2 episodes into it, but they seem like the rich elite people have burrowed underground in these like chambers, and it's 200 years later.
Oh, wait.
And then you have a ghoul who comes out of the ground.
No, I'm done. Let's move along. I don't want to know anymore. What are we here for today?
You have like the soldiers who are, and it's, you know, it's kind of, I don't know where it's going, but I really like it. And you know who the lead is? Jackie from Yellow Jackets.
Jackie. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good.
I like it.
I still worry she may have Graves' disease because her eyes really do stick out a little bit. You know that happened on 90 Day once? There was a character, Ash, and he had... like his eyes stuck out a little bit and viewers wrote to him and they were like, dude, get checked for Graves' disease. And he had it.
And he didn't know he had it.
He didn't know he had it.
Holy crap.
How about that?
Talk about being saved by the audience.
I know.
Wow.
All right. So let's talk about these idiots, shall we?
Oh, yeah, I guess
we is Married at First Sight season 17, episode 25. By the way, I did check in with the source of mine. They're thinking June or July for next season.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I find that so hard to believe.
If it goes the way of 90 Day, which I think they're going to start doing, it's going to be one right into another.
Okay.
Which is a nightmare for everyone involved.
Yes.
So we pick back up with Emily and Brennan and they're addressing the rumors. And she says that she mistakenly, I'm using air quotes, read text messages on his iPad one night. You know how the iPad just falls open in front of you?
And opens to the last bad message sent. Yeah.
And you told Cam and Austin that you wanted to have sex with Lily. Dun, dun, dun.
I know. How did we not hear about any of this?
I don't know. Well, because they were acting for the cameras.
True. I know. But
this is what we needed to see.
I know.
She says, you DM'd Claire's friend, and you also asked Cam about the double date. Mm-hmm. Lily is Emily's ex-best friend now. And she was on the show.
Yeah.
I forget where or when. All I remember is Pink Wig and Green Wig reading Brennan for Filth. But one of them, I don't know who Lily is.
I don't either.
So Brennan denies he was talking to Lily. But Brennan goes, you know, these were rumors. Did you ever come out and ask me about them? And she says, no, I did not. And then they talk about her making out with the Australian at the bar. Let me just, I'm just going to finish this part and then we'll have a general conversation.
Okay.
Because it is so back and forth. Ugh.
It's too much.
Brennan basically says their plan was to say no to being married, but yes to friendship. Emily says, he never directly said to me, we're not in a relationship and you're a grown man and you could have left me. And he says, if you told me if I left you, you would make my life a living hell. And she says, that's a lie. Now. It goes on and on. He says, I acted this way because I wasn't attracted to you. And she's like, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Oh my God.
It had some real Danielle Merrifield energy behind it.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
He says, I told you off camera that you are an objectively attractive person, but that I am not attracted to you. And she goes, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I know. Who wouldn't be attracted to this? I'm an 8.5 and you're like a 4.
Yeah.
What?
And she goes, at a bar, you should never even approach me. And he's like, Kevin Frazier looks like he wants to get up, paper cut himself into an ER situation with his little post-it notes and just be taken out of this. It's air flighted away.
Insanity, Amy.
So that's basically it. She says she's making a ton of faces and shit and... Oh, he says he's in a new relationship. And she's like, I want to find this girl because I want to warn her. She's like unhinged.
Unhinged. Completely unhinged. And I think she was drunk. I'm not going to lie. I think she was drunk.
She has
on something.
I'm getting the shame bell here.
Ooh.
Shame.
She has done the impossible, shame. And she has made me team Brennan.
Thank shame. You. Yes. Yes, I am. We're both there. We're Brennan on that team.
Is
I know.
My worst nightmare in terms of what I'm going to see in a bar and whatever. I know. But I was on his. Look, if there is a winner here, it's him.
I know.
Because he, I think, acted maturely.
Agreed.
He took accountability somewhat. Not a ton, but somewhat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She just came across as, and then when he would press her for details, she would just go, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've been in that situation. I'm sure you have too, where like you're arguing with, say, one of your kids, right? You're like, you can't go here.
Uh-huh.
And they're pressing you for a reason, but you really don't have one. You just don't want them to go. So you just are like, you know,
get out of my face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was wild. Know.
It was insane. And she was like the
and like the she faces, was making faces. Yes.
Like every time he spoke, she was like and like doing these like ridiculous eye rolls and like sticking her tongue out like a teenage, like worse than a teenager. I swear she was on something. She was drunk.
She came across so hot.
Yeah.
It was like I'm like, what is happening here?
Uh-huh.
She is, I don't even know what to say to this. I know. Her maturity level. Mm-mm. I will say this. I have had fights. I told you this yesterday.
Yep.
I have had fights with my 17-year-old daughters that go like this.
I know. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like the stubbornness and the I refuse to bend in any way.
I know.
Is something a 16 or 17-year-old does.
I know. It's almost like she's so stunted for some reason. But then,
yes.
I mean, this makes sense, though, why she's never been in a fucking relationship. Because no one can tolerate her for more than 5 fucking minutes.
I know. I know. And he addresses that. He says, look, we were fine at the wedding. I was happy with what I saw. I liked you at first. But then your friends were like, you're always getting ghosted. You like one night stands. He's like, your money's a mess, which don't ever judge somebody on that. Like if that's not for you, that's fine. But you say, can I help you maybe make a budget?
I understand.
Not everybody is good with money. Not everybody has money. And that can be fixed. That's fixable.
Agreed. I agree with that. But I think if you hear that, like compounded with all of the other big burning red flags, I think it can be a lot.
It's a lot. And again,
I'm just saying, like, I do think that she was just too much for him from the very beginning.
Again.
Like, this wild party energy that she brings to everything. Go ahead. Sorry.
This is what we used to have. Remember when they would sit down and go over their budgets?
Yes.
And we used to hear about that.
I know. No one does that anymore.
No one does. If they do it, they're not doing it on camera.
Mm-mm. No, because mm-mm. now we know that they can plug and unplug those fuckers whenever they feel like it.
She's a woohoo girl.
Oh, yeah. Big and time.
You don't marry a woohoo girl unless you're a woohoo boy or girl or whatever. Whatever the situation is. Married. If you're a woohoo person, then you can be with another woohoo person, maybe.
I know, but I don't think woohoos go with each other. Because they're always seeking a non-woohoo until they get it. And then they're like, you're not woohoo enough.
Not a woohoo. Yeah. He's a bro. He is a bro. Toxic bro.
Big time, yeah.
But in this, like so at one point Emily says, America is going to side with me. No, we're not.
No, we're not, bitch.
We were. We were sided with you.
Yes. The whole time.
Blew it. Mm-hmm. She blew the lead. That's what she did. I went to my kids' lacrosse game yesterday. My kids, boom, 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 right? Their team scores like a 7-point lead. Last quarter, this other team comes back within two.
Mm.
My girls' team barely squeaks it out. I'm screaming, don't blow the lead. Don't blow the lead. This happens.
Mm.
That's what Emily did. She was out of front. She was up seven.
Yeah. And then she just
she just fucked off. She was like, I don't know. I'm done. I'm going to blow my load in the middle of the field.
Oh, everybody.
Okay. Backstage, there's this. First of all, the break happens and they just keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we need this to end. Our long national nightmare needs to be over.
Please.
But backstage, the women are all like, we're great. We're fantastic. These guys are fuckers. We're the best. Mm-hmm. We're the best. We're the best. Like, it's, I don't know what's happening.
They're like a bunch of children. That's what's happening.
It's
like a game of dodgeball.
It seems to be Claire and Emily.
I agree with you.
Are you drinking out of the Hottie McCrimes mug?
I am.
Yes, you are. Okay.
Where's yours?
In the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I drank out of it the other day. Today I got my little human rights campaign mug.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Austin starts puking. I don't blame him. He's got to get the fuck out of here. He's probably in the bathroom like... taken. What's that drug that makes you puke? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Syrup of Ipecac.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never taken that. Have you?
Is it pectin what they put in Jello?
Yes. Which I guess if you eat enough pectin, you probably puke too.
I've never taken that because I've never had to force myself to puke.
Too. Mm-mm. I don't like to puke. So
the guys come out now. It's just the guys. And Kevin takes them out and he's like, we're saving you from this nightmare situation. Come on out. Let's talk about it. Brennan starts and he says, you can want to be in a successful marriage, but not want to be in a marriage with a specific person. He's right.
He is not wrong.
Mm-hmm. He says there are. Now, this is total bullshit. What did Papa Rich used to say? Was he saying don't piss on me and tell me it's raining? Was that one of his things?
No.
Okay. That must be my dad then. He says there are other shows you can fake and go into with ill intentions, but not this one. I take this show very seriously. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
So he says, I treated this like it was a matchmaking experiment. I didn't think my whole life would be exposed.
What?
Have you ever watched a show before?
Reality TV. Don't you understand?
Now, one of our backdoor friends reminded me, and I'd forgotten about this, that the men were recruited for this season.
Really?
Like, they were, yeah, like, these casting directors reach out to people, like, on Instagram, on dating apps, who they think would be, like, a good fit. Yeah, and I don't know if all of them were, but Brennan definitely was. Yeah.
My jaw's, like,
that happened on Love is Blind, too, with what's-his-dick, the guy who... the one I liked, the carpenter dude. You know who I'm talking about. Sarah and...
Jeremy.
God. Jeremy. Spelled wrong. Thank you.
Yes.
So Kevin says, Brennan does say, though, I should have been more transparent, and us not being transparent hurt both of us. Kevin says, how do you respond to this wall that the women have put up where they're just like, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Brennan says, if you pay attention, their stories start to fall apart once they are pressed. He says, for example, which this is not an example of what he just said, but okay, this is a he said, she said. So he puts the beginning of the sentence correctly, but then he says the wrong thing.
I know.
He says, we only kissed once on the honeymoon, and she's saying we made out all the time, but I wasn't attracted to her. So that is verifiable proof that didn't happen. No, it isn't. Whoa. No, it isn't. No, we don't know.
Come on.
Dickbag Orion weighs
I can't.
God.
This makes him so uncomfortable.
It's unfortunate that their relationship has become contentious.
Amy.
Okay.
I would love to punch. You know what? I would love to go to like a fair. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. go to one of those games where you can like throw pies at people and it's fucking Orion and I can mm-hmm. throw like a whole pan of bunch of pies at his face.
My friend Tess Brigham, she's mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna start a slap farm and I'm just gonna put people on there and you just go and slap them.
That's a great
Orion
idea.
Would go on the slap
yes
farm.
Yes.
So Stephanie, we're gonna go live to Cam.
Oh,
on stage.
Oh, God, okay. Great.
We're gonna go back in time.
Oh.
On stage and okay. hear from Cam directly what is up with him. Because Kevin good. Presses him and he's like, did you tap out of this? Or, you know, was this real? So okay. let's hear what Cam has to say. Go ahead.
What I experienced is not hereditary. My doctor said that it was stress induced and mm-hmm. this incident was a literal broken heart. I had a broken ticker.
Oh, so Claire broke your heart?
So the night I announced my divorce, I went into flutter. And look. Look. Here's my EKG report. I had to be shocked 3 times back to life because Claire broke my ticker. Look at my receipt. I've got my EKG receipt right here. I was shocked 3 times on the clicker, on the ticker, the clicker on my ticker.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you. I really can't stand you any longer than I need to. So do you think that he was shocked back to life 3 times?
No.
Because he wasn't having like a... what. Okay, this is going to be like dumb idiot Amy
maybe,
in her medical
okay.
corner.
I think
when
I
you're
know
having
what he
a heart arrhythmia,
yes.
do you need to be shocked to get it back into
yes.
like balance?
But what? Yes, that's usually what happens with like AFib. I think mm-hmm. they do have to like shock it back into the proper rhythm. Mm-hmm. But it's not being shocked back to life,
right? That like, was my.
You
question.
Weren't dead, dude.
Like
you weren't
have
dead.
A heartbeat.
Yes,
it's just
erratic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this guy, this fucking guy.
He's psychotic.
I would like, can we just take a victory lap here? Can I take a victory lap and say,
yes.
I knew he was trying to fucking imply that this was Claire's fault the entire time.
I know you did.
Yes,
I know. And I need to do a shame lap where you can all throw pies at me because I don't blame you.
I no, I don't blame you because why? Why would someone do that? Right? You wouldn't even imagine it. But the way he was not disavowing that she was responsible for it raised a cackle on me. And I'm never right about anything. But I was right about this thing.
You were okay. right. You were right.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So Michael now chimes in and says, Chloe, compared to this, Chloe was a breath of fresh air. And he addresses the rumors that the first wedding stand-up was faked. And he's like, it wasn't at all staged. You saw me on the set of my VH1 video, all disheveled, crying, you know, broke down Prince, sobbing into the arms of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So in the dressing room now, they go backstage. Cam is at his limit. His tick is bothering him. And he can't take any more medicine. He's already maxed out.
He's maxed out. He has to wait so that he doesn't need any more clickers on his ticker.
Here's the thing. As if we have to choose, right? If the, the husbands and wives are binary options for us, I'm team Brennan over Emily. But I am definitely still team Claire over Cam. Even though I don't know if Claire is a mastermind in manipulating the entire situation, Cam triggers something in me. He is such a manipulator.
I agree with that.
I don't think Claire's innocent. Believe me, I don't.
No, I don't either.
But like, if I had to choose one,
I would side with her. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So we hear audio of Emily saying, oh, Cam's upset. He runs. Not shocked. Not surprised. We're the best. We're the best. I'm hot. I'm an 8.5. First of all, who rates themselves? That?
I don't know.
Maybe I just never did because I don't want to know what I am. I'm like a 1.7.
I don't want to know what I am either. Our negative numbers a possibility because that's where I'm at in my 40s.
Meanwhile, Lauren is like, these men are gross and we shouldn't give a shit about these Sheen Timu men, she goes, which is pretty funny.
That was pretty funny, but I don't know, Aim. I'm kind of over all of it.
I know.
I'm over all of it.
I know. The crew gets back together and again, Kevin reminds us that, hey, you crazy kids, the team tried to outcoach the coach and we all lost.
Yeah, big time.
So they're all out there. Becca has really nothing to say because Austin's not there. He's home puking his guts out and shaving his beard off. I don't know what he's doing. Michael apologizes to Chloe, says he takes full accountability. Brennan says, we had good intentions and ultimately it didn't work out. We shouldn't beat ourselves up over this. We're adults. Mm-hmm. We need to take responsibility and move on. And he says, I really take responsibility for not being transparent with you and I'm sorry. And she goes, I don't believe you.
Seriously.
I don't believe you.
Somebody please get rid of her.
Well, first she goes, and I pointed this out if you recall.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you recall, I pointed this out early in the season that she does this therapy twist where she goes, I hear you, but then invalidates everything he says. So she's like, I appreciate you, but I don't believe you.
Right. That was really nice of you, but you're a piece of shit.
All right. So she goes, when it benefits you, that's when you do something. And only then. Again, read the room, girl. Claire says she and Cam did have a true friendship and a team mentality, but it was built dun, dun, on a bed of lies.
On a bed of roses.
It was built on a bed of lies. I forget, is Cam there at this point?
Amy, I can't even remember, and I'm going to tell you why. I watched this once, and then last night, I sat down to watch it a second time so I could jot down notes, and I only got through half of it when I was like, I can't. I don't even fucking care. I don't care anymore. I can't do it.
So Lauren turns to the women now, and she goes, sometimes you just need to let it go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not going to get the apology you want, and she is 100% correct.
She is right.
So now Emily, in a weird turn, turns on Kevin Frazier.
I know. That's why I'm telling you I think she was drunk.
Maybe.
I'm serious.
Maybe.
And if you look, I noticed this the second time that I watched half of it. Like in some of it, she has that like drunk girl kind of like ease about. I don't know. There's something.
Oh, like she's loose. She's loose enough.
Yeah,
like I get, but in a different way.
Yeah, in a very different way. Yeah. But I feel like I can see it. I'm telling you, they were drinking in the back, and I think she was fucking drunk. I'm not kidding. That's what I think.
Okay.
You heard it here.
Okay. Well, let's see if it comes out, because it might come out if she was. I don't know. So she's like, why doesn't anyone believe Claire?
Claire.
It happens here, and it happens on After Party. And Kevin is like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Nobody. And she's like, she's disrespected and dismissed. And Kevin's like, what are you talking about? And Kevin tells her that by doing what they did, they disrespected the entire show and all the fans.
Yep.
Lauren says, I think the girls felt like they couldn't talk about this when it was happening, so now they just want to get it all out. So Lauren's picking up on the energy of shut the fuck up, everybody.
Yeah. Like, I think she realizes that they're making fools of themselves.
Yeah. Lauren's, she's separating herself from this situation.
If she's smart, she'll continue to.
So now Brennan says that he thought Emily was hot. And this is what I said earlier. Sorry, it was here. Mm-hmm. That, the whole thing about her getting ghosted, one night stands at the wedding. And he says he tried not to bring it up because it was so early and he didn't want to, pull a Mitch situation or a Gingery Features situation and ruin things right from the get-go. So Becca says, you should have been honest. She says, it's a mind fuck for someone. Mm-hmm. She said, you didn't let the dominoes fall and you should have just let what was going to happen happen. Brennan says, you're 100% right. And that is fair. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
He did all the right things.
I know. He has a really good PR person.
Yeah. But Lauren says, I know you were opposed to divorce, so maybe that's why you didn't want to face it. And he says, yeah, maybe. Emily starts to cry. And she says, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. And he says, that's 100% fair. You shouldn't apologize for who you are.
Right.
Chloe says, this sucks. And if this isn't a testament to being authentic, what is? Okay. Now we have Lauren and Orion on the stage. And not much happens here. She doesn't give a fuck about him.
No.
She's over him. He's dating someone. She's real coy about whether or not she's dating one. It kind of had a vibe of I'm dating myself situation. I just didn't want to hear it.
I know.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's
nothing,
it.
Nothing else happens here. Now the experts come out. This is Dr. Pia's first full-time season, and Pastor Cal came in season 4. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was it only Pepper and Dr. Jessica in the first 3?
No, I think there was someone else, right?
Let's look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Live Googling. Everybody loves when we do this.
There was a doctor. Hold on. The first 3 seasons were Dr. Joseph Colonna. Or Salona, I don't know
why
if I'm saying
do I not
that right.
Remember that.
Dr. Logan Levkoff and sociologist Dr. Pepper Schwartz.
Do you remember any of that?
If I look at pictures, I might. I don't know names, but I do know pictures. I don't remember these people. Where Dr. was I?
Joseph.
Yeah, there they are.
I don't know if I watched season 1 when it was in production.
Oh, I did. I just
think I watched it later.
Don't remember.
I don't remember these people. Okay.
That's
it. So, Pastor Cal's with us now, and you can decide if that's good or not. Okay. So they feel burned by this, all their hard work. I mean, they literally sat at a Chili's and matched these people up between the time the mozzarella sticks came and the Bloomin' Onion or whatever it is. How dare they? How dare they?
I know.
Fuck with that process.
Oh, God.
So they bring the women happening? Out first. And Pep says she's disappointed and she hopes all of them can move forward and not be angry. Becca says, I'm sorry that I didn't get to know you guys. She says, I was very confused. I was really trying to protect Austin and, things were just not good.
Mm-hmm.
Claire says they felt flight or fight in the moment and they didn't feel that they could advocate for themselves, but they're doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Pia says, I hear you guys saying that you felt unsafe or silenced.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Becca says, the men. Emily says, the men were paranoid and anxious. And Pia says, what could you have done differently to allow, or what could we have done differently to allow you to approach us? And Becca says, you expecting us to, this is Becca, not Emily, sorry. You expecting us to know that is a lot. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Cal and Pep make faces. Emily says we want the marriage to work. Cal says, so all of the men were manipulating and controlling? And they all say yes. And they say Cameron was the ringleader. Now we're going to get into the misogyny portion of the episode. Cal says, look, if men were treating you wrong, You could speak up. You could get out of it. You could. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know.
Clearly I know. Someone, I say this all the time, clearly someone who has walked through the world as a man.
I know. It's so bad.
It's wild.
Like, why does no one tell him to shut up? Like, why doesn't Pepper off screen be like, listen, Caster, you have to simmer.
I don't know. Pepper comes at it from a little bit of a different angle. And I think she's trying to say the right thing, but doesn't have the same.
I know. Yeah.
She's like, we provided you with the equipment to come to us and tell us what was going on. You are not wilted flowers. You are strong women. Chloe says she didn't have the same experience because Michael wasn't involved in this group.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper says, and this is something that Janet says to me a lot, my therapist. Like,
okay.
When you feel angry as opposed to like knowledge, you trace it down and find the anger.
Mm.
Like one thing she always tells me is if I'm irrationally angry, say with my kids, it's because I didn't enforce a boundary that I wanted to.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that has served me well. Like, I really think about that a lot.
Yeah, times. I get it. I totally get that.
So she says, you know, the heat and the anger can be dissipated in therapy. So Pia says that there is healthy and unhealthy compartmentalization.
Mm-hmm.
And she's glad they're healing. She's bringing up what you are always talking about. I'm glad you're healing together, but it can also fuel the fire.
Mm.
So Austin returns, he's shaved.
Please help me understand.
But I want to get back to that.
Was this really done in like weeks apart?
I don't know, but I want to get back to that thing Pia said, because you've been saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think all of them together commiserating was just, you know, boiling this rage inside of all of them?
I totally think it was. Yes.
And who do we think? Like, do you agree with me that Claire and Emily seem to be the real? I think Claire manipulated Emily, and I think Emily's easily manipulated.
I agree with that. I really agree with you on that.
Hashtag never forget, back at the restaurant, Claire holding Emily by the shoulders and going, I forget what she was saying. Like, he's silencing you. Silencing you.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I have never trusted her. That's not true. I think I did in the very beginning, but I saw early on that she was not. There was something about her that kept rubbing me the wrong way. And I cannot
get a read on her. Mm-mm. I really can't.
I know. It's hard. I don't get her either.
So now the guys come out and they open up with the fraud. And Pepper says she was shocked and this plan is antithetical to the process. And she zeroes in on Cam. Cameron, whose plan was this? And he says he was deceptive in his own marriage, but he never told anyone else to be deceptive in theirs.
Mm. What?
Okay. Cam is like, you know, it's not my plan. You want to talk about people who are planning? Look at all these women here dressed alike and touting the same things. And, you know, they're the ones who are together.
Was he wrong, though?
This is the best. You could. I'm gonna say what happened, and then maybe you could give us a dramatic reenactment.
Okay.
He says, he starts to cry, and he says, "I feel like I've learned nothing in my life." And then there's this weird pause, and he goes, "I kind of blacked out there. I'm trying to apologize. Did I apologize? Can you please reenact this?"
Poor Cameron.
All right, go ahead.
All right,
and action.
I think I just blacked out a little bit. I don't know if I apologized or not, but did I apologize? My ticker's fluttering all over the place.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
It's bad.
So, Caster Pal says he is conflicted. He's not conflicted. He's conflicted.
Yes.
And he says, I'm hearing two very different stories here. I don't know what to believe. Women be shopping. And Pepper says, I can't decide what's true. It's too much. It's too much. You've overwhelmed Pepper.
Some women be shopping, Pep.
Pia says, here's the thing. Just learn from this. Y'all need fucking therapy. So just go to it. Michael says, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We'll all grow from this.
Pia's literally like, you're all just a bunch of pieces of shit. And I'm done here. And she, at the end of the day, Pia wins because she's the only normal fucking person this entire season.
Now we have the return of the final standoff between Brennan and Pia.
Yeah.
This was wild. I think at this point, see, Brennan is, he's smart enough to know he's out ahead here. He has the lead. He's going to lean into this. He's like, I'm just going to lean into this sensitive, nice guy act. So he says, look, Dr. Pia, I want to apologize to you. You saw the fun side of Brennan, and then you saw the backed into the corner Brennan, and he was controlling and not fair, and I sincerely apologize. Well done. Sincerely. Well done. Yeah. This is a masterclass in knowing exactly how to read a room and to do what is needed.
Yep.
Pia's like,
how did he, can we talk about break for a second? How did he go from being, I read my lines like this guy to the one we're seeing now? How did that happen? Like, what kind of classes
I really think he just read the room and knew what to do in the moment. Yeah, I don't feel it's genuine. He doesn't give a fuck if Pia likes him or not.
No.
He just, he's like, I'm winning. I'm winning. I'm on a high here. It's like when you're on a stage and you're reading or something, you know you have the room in your hand and you just keep going with it. That's how he is. He's like, I got this.
Yeah. And he does. He does. It.
So P is like, I'm very proud of you for taking ownership and apologizing. And I sincerely thank you. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Now we drag everybody back out again. Jesus Christ. Can this please end?
Please.
Now, this is interesting because the men are talking and they say the women all hated each other.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that, because we didn't get that impression.
No, we did not. I mean, we all thought they hated Chloe.
Yes.
But I didn't know they hated each other.
I do think that that's possible because she's the only one with any sense of maturity here, except for Lauren, who's got a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Lauren is, she's in between. If one end of the spectrum is Emily and Claire, then you have Becca moving up a notch. Then you have Lauren up maybe two or three notches. Yeah. Then you have Chloe.
Yep. Agree. I agree.
So the men are chatting. Like I said, they're talking about this, and Brennan goes, one of my biggest regrets is forcing Emily to like Claire. See, because he, you know, those two elements should never be combined. And he combined those elements. So
how do you force somebody to like someone else?
Well, I'm thinking he probably was just like, you're being unfair. You need to give her a chance. She's great. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of thing.
Do we believe that?
So before this even starts, Emily like is just reading Brennan for filth. Yeah. Like, you're a liar. Oh, hello, liar. Oh, what's up, liar?
Psychotic.
It's real aggressive. Kevin says, this could be civil. And Lauren pipes up and she's like, I agree. Let's stop.
Yeah.
Make I statements. Yes. She says, which is true.
True. Very, very true. And I think she was doing that. Like, she was dropping that hint to the ladies.
100%. She was.
And they aren't taking it. Yeah.
No. Becca isn't really chiming in, which is good.
Yeah.
She chimes in here and there, but she is not this involved.
No.
So we start talking about this stupid double date that sounds like a fucking nothing burger.
Seriously, it's so stupid. So fucking stupid that we're even still talking about it.
Kim says, here's what happened. Brennan and I went over to Union Station. Now, Emily and Claire both break out in sobs.
I know.
And Kim's like, do I continue? What do I do?
I know.
And Claire just jumps at Brennan and she's like, you wanted to fuck my best friend. You were in the hot tub with her. And Brennan's like, I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened. And he goes, Emily, you admitted that rumor was false. And Emily goes, whatever, whatever.
I know what.
It has the feel of like, shut up, you're ugly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I love when my kids will do that. And then they'll be like, oh, you are too, because we look alike. Idiots.
So Brennan says, you are all the ones who've coordinated and you're all the ones making plans. Now Lauren enters the chat. I appreciated this. She's like, Cam, you can look bewildered all you want. That shit doesn't fly with me. She says, you're trying to equate the pact you all made to us deciding that, or you're just, okay, you're equating the pact you all made to not be in the marriage and to lie to the cameras to us deciding we're unhappy with our husbands and we're wearing pink. Those two things are not the same. And she says to Cam, stop poking the bear because I'll fucking bite back and you don't scare me.
Whoa! Oh, seriously. Holy shit. We needed that, you need to be able to push a button and hear the whoa, yes, and the claps in the background. Like,
loved, yeah, it.
I know. That was amazing.
It, yes, made me at home go, ooh, I'm, yeah, not crossing, I know, her. I know. So Brennan said, okay, here's what happened. So Brennan picks it up now. We went to Union Station, as we're talking about. It was after the 1 month mark. Now, if we remember, at the 1 month dinner,
yes,
Claire and Cam announced they're separating.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep, yep.
So he says, you were already done with your marriage. Claire says, no, we are still working on it. No, what? We saw, no, you. We, yeah, saw, we, you saw, on camera. You.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Emily now starts crying and she runs off. And she's saying, no one's calling off out the men. It's like, it's actually ridiculous.
This whole thing, Aim.
Brennan says, every single thing we say can't be a lie.
And he's not.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Look, I believe 60% what comes out Brennan's mouth. I believe 20% of what Emily's saying. That's where I'm
at. Okay. Okay. I mean, I can get behind that. I don't know that I believe anything that Emily says, though. I'm not going to lie.
I just don't know what's happening.
She has really thrown herself directly on the top of my trash pile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she's actually, like, laying on top of Orion in the dumpster.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's so where we're at.
Lauren again has to turn to the other women and say, just let them tell the story. Let them get 10 words out.
Yeah.
And she's right.
Thanks.
Cam says, we saw two girls in the bar, and I said to Brennan, hey, in a few months, we could actually pick those two up in this bar.
Hmm.
They said the women never said anything about this. Now, I have a question for you. How, the women weren't there.
Right.
How did this get back?
I don't know.
Somebody had to say something. And if it was serious, do we really think, see, here's what I think happened. I'm going to posit a theory.
Okay.
I think Cam ran home and told Claire about it.
Oh, I think you're, no, I think you're probably,
I don't think Brennan,
right,
told Emily about,
mm-mm,
it.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. No,
I think Cam plays Cameron, both sides and he's a dickbag.
I agree with that. But I do think that he's the one, I think, that started all of this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. So Kevin tries to be nice to Emily, but she faces the other way and refuses to engage with him.
I cannot. It's like watching a child.
So then we get nonsense footage of Chloe and Michael trying clothes on. Emily ruins the fun chat, of course, with more bullshit. They all, yep, talk about the lessons they learned. We get a sneak peek of Chicago, and that's it. But there is a teaser at the end.
Ooh.
For next week that looks wild.
I cannot wait.
I kind of forget. Let me think. So I, from what I remember, Michael and Lauren make a joke,
okay,
that the fans want them together.
Oh, right.
Like, she's saying something like, you know, everybody's clamoring for us to get together. I mean, this is the pairing everybody wants or something.
We've kind of said that. That's not a lie.
But then Chloe is coming real hard for the women.
Yeah, I know.
And she's like, I don't like these women. Something about somebody was creating fake accounts and, like, saying shit about her.
It was totally probably Emily. Let's be real.
I don't know. I don't know. This looks
100%
wild.
Could see that psychotic girl sitting home and just literally trying to ruin people's, like, I can see her doing that.
When she was saying, I want to know who this girl is that Brennan's, mm-hmm, dating, I'm like, Jesus, yeah, Brennan, do not reveal, yeah, who this is.
No, I really think that it was probably Emily making fake accounts. And
yeah,
I think,
but why go
Brennan,
after Chloe? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Because I think Chloe probably called her out on the bullshit at some point. Like, there had to have been something where Chloe spoke up and was not supportive of what was going on with the other couples. And I think, maybe, that's why they don't like her. Because she's voice of reason, maybe? I don't know. They're, maybe, all psychotic. I'm not even going to lie, Amy. By the end of this, I don't even like Becca anymore.
I like Becca still.
I shouldn't say don't like. I don't love her like I did.
Yeah, I don't feel the same way about,
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I don't.
Agree
that's
about
what
that.
It
I
is. I don't dislike her. I just don't feel the same way about her. And, mm-hmm, that bothers me because I really loved her so much. But I'm not, I don't know. I'm ready for all of them to go away for permanent.
Since I have this pulled up, this Wikipedia page, let's take a look at the past seasons.
Okay.
So in season one, we had We only had a few couples, and most of them, there were only three couples, and two of them said yes. And only Jamie, Otis, and Doug are still married.
Mm-hmm.
Season two, everybody's divorced. Jackie and Ryan said yes on decision day, but they're divorced. Jessica and Ryan, okay.
I don't even
I'm just going through and seeing who's still together. So let's see who's still together. Ashley and Anthony from season five in Chicago. Season six, Shanice and Jepti are still together. I love them so much.
Yep.
Danielle and Bobby Dodd are still together from season seven. They're having another baby.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, yeah.
Steph and AJ from Philly are still together. And that, I always get them mixed up with Beth and Jamie.
Beth and Jamie. Me too. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. Because they're like unhinged. Both couples were like a little bit unhinged kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised that they're still together because I never thought they would make it. Isn't that terrible? I really didn't.
No, I know. Christine and Keith are still together.
Okay. I can see that.
Were they the ones who went to, because that was in Philly. They went to the Poconos.
Yes.
And they were in the champagne glass and we could see their dirty feet against the outside of the glass.
Yes.
The guys, if you don't know, Poconos are like synonymous with champagne glass hot tubs.
Yes.
Real stupid.
Oh, they're real dumb.
Season nine, we have Deanna and Greg. I think they just announce they had a baby?
Like very recently they had a baby, I think.
Okay, yeah. Season 10, we have Jessica and Austin are still together. I liked them a lot. I really did.
Jessica and Austin.
They look like Danielle and Bobby Dodd.
Oh,
they
look very similar. Yes, 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 yes.
Imani and Woody are still together from season
11. Love them.
Love them. Karen and Miles are divorced, which is sad. Amelia and Bennett.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that.
I know. Season 12, we have Brianna and Vincent. That's it.
Okay. And they're still together. That's right.
Season 16, Nicole and Chris are still together. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
And season 17, it's not going to work. Nobody's together. So this is, you know, So that's it. That's it.
Sounds good.
There we go.
There it is.
All right, guys. We'll be back here next week. We'll be in your ear holes tomorrow with Virgin River episode 3.
Which is amazing. So
it's good. It's good.
Watch it.
Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Instagram at Little Miss Recap. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Love your bones.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.